You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
This morning I made a smoothie spiked with omega fat so my brain would be nourished for this radio show. Actually, I start every day so that I can keep up with Carolina's busy, fast-moving, really smart brain. Carolina, do you have omega fats for breakfast?
That's good, Ellen. I like that. to keep up with me, you need omega. Probably a little bit of caffeine, right?
Does your husband know that? I just want to know. Is he doing? He's got to keep up with your brain, too.
Oh, yeah. My husband and kids. That's why I do to start our day with a healthy dose of omegas for the whole family. And you're right. Smoothie is a really easy way to do it. Omega is good not just for the brain, for so much more, for lung health and even liver health. So it's pretty well established now that we should all be getting more omegas. And I know you can get tons in supplements, but the good news is you can also get tons from food. So you don't have to depend on those supplements, and especially for kids. So I'm glad we're going to be going through some recipes. We have a brain fuel smoothie that has tons of omega. Do you want us? Should I share that one first?
Yeah, let's get right to it. Go for it.
Okay. So basically, this one is just a mix of berries, frozen berries, and it also has a banana in it. And you can use any sort of milk you want. You can use almond milk, you can use regular milk, or just water. I stay away from juice on my smoothies, but the omega kick comes from the hemp hearts. So we use Manitoba Harvest hemp hearts, a couple of tablespoons, and that gives us a ton of omegas to start off the day. It also boosts our drinks with protein and fiber, so it holds us over a little bit longer too. Another way, that's our brain fuel smoothie, but another way to get some omegas in the morning is with chia seeds or flax seeds as well. So those are all options to add a boost of omega to your smoothies in the morning.
Yeah, and then you can make a smoothie with avocado. We did a whole show on that, on avocado omega fats, how good they are for you. But they're so easy, easy peasy. All right, let's go for lunch. Now that I've had a brain fuel smoothie, and I might have a little more than that for breakfast, but now it's lunchtime. In fact, it is right now. What should I have?
So many different options. I'm so glad that we have a recipe page. I want to tell everybody about it, because if they can't write this down fast enough, they should check it out. And we have great little snapshots of all the recipes, so it becomes really easy to check. And that's at kidcritics.org with two K's, kidcritics.org/recipes. And you'll find all of these and so much more. And a great way to get omega for lunch is eggs. I love the idea of eggs for lunch. Yeah. I grew up having eggs for lunch. I didn't really think of eggs as a breakfast food until I moved to the United States. So to me, it has always been a lunch food. And I want to invite everybody to try out for eggs for lunch. Number one, it's a super cheap source of protein compared to meats. And number two, it brings all that healthy fat, including omegas. So why not an egg salad? I know Ellen's a huge fan of egg salad.
Yeah,
and I love it. I must say, I know you're always telling me about it. I must say, I wasn't a big fan of egg salad until I tried this egg salad. So it really brought me over to the egg salad loving group. And this one is so simple. It's almost silly that I never had tried it before. It's just six eggs. It sounds like a lot, but it makes a lot of servings. So it's just six eggs. And we use some organic mayonnaise, or veggie-naise is good as well. A quarter cup of pine nuts, Parmesan cheese, some dried mustard seeds, which is optional, but I did add it. I thought it was perfect. And some parsley. Mix it all up. That's it. I also like to garnish with a little dash of paprika, which sounds so fancy, but since we eat as much with our eyes as we do with our mouth, why not, right?
I'm just sitting here drooling. I remember taste testing that with the kids, and they just went nuts over this recipe. And if you think pine nuts are too expensive, you can use avocado slivers, or you don't have to put it in at all, but it's nice to have that little bit of nut. Or if you have a nut allergy, maybe you choose sunflower seeds. That could be a replacement. But you could put them on little crackers.
And
you can put them on rice cakes. You don't have to put them on bread. There's lots of, or just put it in a salad.
Yeah, I think I remember when I visited you once, we had that for lunch on the rice cake, which I had never had it before. And my mind just went, wow, ding, 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 this is so obvious. And it was perfect for lunch. And why not sprinkle a little bit of Bragg's which one did you sprinkle on top? Not the sprinkles. You used a different one. Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah, I did the sprinkles, so but perfect. You could do sesame seeds as well. And it's just numb. You get that little fat feel, mouth feel, which we all do love. And I better go make some right after the show. I'm hungry. All right. How about snack time? Now what do I do? How do I get fats, good fats, not the bad fats, but good fats into my brain and my children's brain in mid-afternoon?
So what if I were to tell you that on a family food kitchen show where we talk healthy recipes, I'm going to tell everybody to eat some chocolate pudding for snack?
Yum!
Does that sound like a deal?
Yeah, it's a deal.
I know. Well, here's the difference. Our chocolate pudding is made with avocado. That's your omega fountain of youth right there. So two medium avocados, a little bit of vanilla extract, some cacao powder, and that's the clue right there. We're not using chocolate syrup or, you know, melted chocolate. No, we're just using cacao powder. You want to use 100%. Try to get the ones that's fair trade. Those are the better ones, and no sugar added. And then how do we sweeten it? With a little bit of honey, and you can use a little bit of coconut oil to help emulsify everything, but I have even done it without the coconut oil. So if you don't have that at home, don't feel like this is a recipe you can't try right now. You absolutely can do it without it. And then I also like to add a little dash of cinnamon, because I feel like the cinnamon enhances the sweetness without having to add more sugar. And I mean, Ellen, you can tell everybody, when we taste tested, what did the kids think about it?
Oh, they just go crazy. It's just they have no idea that all that good stuff's in there. They just say it tastes good and they're just thrilled. Of course, we tell them later, that afterwards, after they've done the blind taste test, all that's in there, and they go, holy smokes, it was so good. And they realize they're fueling their brain. They just love knowing that it's good for them. Okay, now it's dinner time and my brain's a little tired. Okay, it's been a long day, the kids have homework, and my to-do list isn't done, and I need some good power up omega fats for dinner. What's a great recipe for me?
I know, not just powerful fats, but you also need something that's not going to take you too much time or have too many steps or ingredients, because you're tired. And I've been there. I'm there every day. I'm raising two kids, so I can identify with that.
And working.
So, yeah, that's right. So any recipe, and trying to squeeze in a workout every day, right? So recipe that starts with the word simple is my friend. I usually tell people that my kind of recipe only dirties up one bowl. If you make me take out two bowls at night, then I'm out, okay? One bowl. And this is just that recipe. You can use wild salmon. And here's the good thing. Salmon's expensive, but this one calls for a can or a drop pouch, a vacuum sealed pouch, so you don't have to buy the expensive kind. So you just put the salmon, an egg, crush up some crackers, or you can use oats, that's another option, a dash of paprika, a little bit of olive oil, and that's it. Mix it into a nice moist mixture, and mix them into patties, and then just saute on a pan back and forth. It only takes a few minutes. Delicious. Serve it with a big dollop of some avocado or a salsa, for example, or use it in a burger or serve it over a salad. It's just that simple, and it's such a huge boost of omega. So it's definitely a winner at my house.
It sounds delicious. Absolutely. So we now know how to fuel our brains with omega fats with these just four recipes. And there are more. Tell them where they can find more of our wonderful omega-rich recipes.
Yeah, all of these recipes and so much more. As a matter of fact, we have over 400 recipes on our website. So I invite you all to check it out. Go right now. Go to www.kidcritics, that's KIDKRITICS.org. There's a recipe tab, and that's where you find all of them. You can search them by breakfast, lunch, dinner, or snack, or just look for a specific ingredient you want, and you'll find many recipes with it. While you're there, check out our food giveaways. And in the meantime, to listen to more from us, go to RadioMD.com. Eat well and stay well.